Okay, Janet, can you call the roll?
Yes, so this is the November 3rd regular open PNB meeting. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Castnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Couldn't reach him.
Don't hear you. Goodman, KPFK.
Couldn't reach her either.
Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Shibanda, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Uhuru.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
Okay.
And is Lydia Brazan on the call yet? Okay, I guess not.
While we're waiting for him to call, Lydia, can we get our timekeepers? Any volunteers?
Adriana, I will take speakers.
I can volunteer.
Bill, I can take the topics.
I'll take items.
Oh. Hello?
Nancy will take items.
Well, we had three people want to take items, so how do y'all want to deal with that?
Well, I was the second person to say my name, when you asked for timekeepers.
I believe I was the first. The first or the second person. This is Patel Adams.
Okay, I have a proposal. This is Serena. I have a proposal.
What's your proposal?
If one of them is willing to, well, I think that Adriana and Bill do it all the time, so maybe we should give Nancy and Venetia a shot, provided one of them is willing to take.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Okay, anyone you all want to do the person, Nancy or Ms. Adams?
Janet, I have another proposal.
Well, let's see.
Well, let's finish this one.
The time. Anyone you all want to volunteer to do the time, Nancy and Patel?
For individuals.
Yes. Anyone want to do the individuals?
Which would you like to do, Venetia?
I guess I would prefer to do the topic, but I don't mind either ways if you...
That's fine. I'll do the people.
Okay. So, Nancy, you do 90 seconds per individual, and Venetia will, whatever the times we agree upon, that's the time that we'll have for each.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So I have an additional proposal that Adriana be backup for either one.
Okay. Okay, so...
This is a great, Grace, a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Grace.
Can Michael please call Jan back on her cell phone? She's driving, so she may have been out of reach. But if you call her again, she'll be able to pick up, I think.
Okay. So we're going to ask our timekeepers to keep up and stay on top of the time. We get a lot of confusion about the time, so please stay on top of the time for each topic. and just let us speak loudly when the time is up, because a lot of times I don't hear you when you say time is up. Okay, do we have any excused absences? We didn't get any requests.
Chair?
Absences? Yes, Janet.
Well, I didn't receive any requests.
Okay, so no excused absences. Can we get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
So moved.
Any second? A second?
Janet.
Okay, do we get a stack for discussion of the draft agenda? No discussion on the draft agenda?
Jerry and Terry Van Pearl, please leave a brief message and...
Okay, yes, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Well, we have a number of items that are really kind of... continue to be urgent and important that we keep getting, we keep shoving them down on the agenda. And sorry, let me get my notes here. Sorry, hold on. Under old business, we have one of my motions has been languishing there for a while. Funding for audits, payroll, insurance, and elections. We still don't have that resolved, so I'd like to move that up to after the IED report, or excuse me, after the affiliates director's election.
Chair, point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
Would the, there are a lot of items listed on the agenda, especially under the current speaker's name. Please specify the number. The item.
Okay, that's
number.
4F.
And
Jan Goodman here.
We have one person at a time. Bill, could you put your request in writing and specify specifically what it is your recommendation to the amendment is?
The okay, agenda. Can you come back to me then, please? I'll write it down.
And who is that, Jan?
I was just saying I was on the line.
Okay.
I just got connected, that's all.
Any other discussion on the agenda? Okay, Bill?
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I'd like to put a few items from old business and from new business higher up on the agenda because they're crucial items. So I am most interested in 7J plans, if any, for getting the fiscal year 2014 and 15 audits done and the fiscal year 2016 audits started. I'd like to put that higher up on the agenda. So I would like to have it be in let me see. It should be in 5C number 2 after the Finance Committee or 5 after 5C because it deals with finance. And I don't see an Audit Committee report. There should be one. So it would appropriately be in PMB Committees and Task Forces.
Okay. Is there a
point of information?
Yes. What's your question, Serene?
Okay. If there's not a report from the Audit Committee, what is being put under the committee section?
Business that would normally have to do with the Audit Committee, which is what is the status and what are the plans for all of the audits, fiscal year 14, 15, and 16.
Mr.
And that
Chair?
Comes under that is right now as 7J on the agenda. So
Mr.
I would
Chair?
Like to move it up to, my proposal is, my
I'm
motion
sorry,
is
Tony?
To move it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Serene, yes.
Okay.
Chair, point of order.
What's your
Janet?
Point? Of, Janet.
So the director was explaining what her motion was, so why was she interrupted?
Jan, had you finished, Grace, had you finished explaining what your motion was?
Because I was interrupted, I felt I needed to reiterate it.
Okay, could you...
I'm sorry, Tony, I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay. If I'm recognized for a point of information, I expect the chair will provide the information or direct someone to provide the information. I don't expect that someone will just begin talking as though the question were personally addressed to them.
Okay, let's let Grace finish what her request was, and then we'll get back to Serene if you had a question or something related to that. So, Grace, you want to wrap up what you're...
And I'm just really quickly, Michael, can you call Afia back? Please.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, is something wrong with the email addresses, the address? Because I think that I heard that we have one motion for Bill, from Bill, and we are going to a second one. We are filing motions before going one by one.
No, Bill said it to pass him by, so he'll have to get back to him. We don't have a motion pending from Bill.
Okay, but what that means, that it's pending on the floor? We will go first.
No, it's not pending. He just said he'll pass, and we'll recognize him again.
Okay, then we the first thing is talking about just what Grace asked, to move 7G to 5C after 5C. Is that what I...
That's what we're going to have Grace repeat what her amendment is, and she's going to put it in writing. So, Grace, you want to sum it up, what you're moving up?
It's exactly what Adriana said. That's to move 7J to right after 5C. And I will put that in writing right now.
And, Serene, you had a question related to that?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I can't actually access the agenda. But my point of order would be, if there is no motion or no report from the audit committee, a member cannot decide that they're going to move something into the committee section. If it doesn't come from the committee, it doesn't go into the committee section.
As I understand it, she's moving an item up on the agenda. That's lower down the agenda, as I understand.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
I heard Grace saying 7G. For how long? Because I see that the whole 7 points are 25 minutes, and you have, I don't know, 15 motions. How long do you want that one?
What's your recommendation over time of your amendment?
7 minutes.
7 minutes for the whole issue?
To discuss the status and plans for the 2014, 15, and 16 audits.
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack, Janet.
Janet, yes, what's your question?
I don't understand. Sorry?
Either you have to ask a question, because we don't have this motion. We have to get otherwise, you either have a point of information or you have a point of order.
Right.
What's
your question? Point of information. I don't understand who this is going to be addressed to. I mean, if it's under the Finance Committee, it doesn't belong there. The Audit Committee is not, there isn't, this body is not the Audit Committee. I don't understand.
I assume she wants the executive director to respond to that. But, Grace, you want to ask her a question?
Then I don't think it belongs there.
Okay. If somebody wants to make an amendment to put it up higher as an action item, in other words, the IED report, perhaps I'm not – I believe that – if it's placed lower down on the agenda, we could take up motions regarding the audit. But if we can make it an action item, if necessary, as part of the IED report, we can do that. So if you'd like to move it to 7J instead of from after 5C, move it up to as part of item three on the agenda.
Motion yet. She only asked the question, who did you want to respond to this, to address this issue?
I'd like the IED to respond, but also I'd like the PNB to consider some action be taken so that, it involves a lot of different points, like having
Grace,
a CFO.
We'll go into it when we get to the motion.
Right.
All we're doing is taking the motion
this
now.
This is Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
So if this is to go under the IED report, does that mean that all the different questions that all of us have for the IED would be in the form of agenda of amendments? I mean, couldn't this just be asked during the IED report?
No, we're getting off base here, because her motion is not related to that. She just said somebody should have amended it to do that. All we're dealing now is the motion that she has that she's written up. And did we get a second on Grace's motion? I didn't hear that.
This is Bill. I'll second it.
Okay. And now, Grace, you want to briefly motivate your motion as you submitted it in, and then we'll take a stack.
Yes. I think that it's really urgent that we start discussing and taking action as a board on these crucial financial issues. Right now, I think the most pressing one is the status of our audits and what's being done about them. And if nothing is being done about them, I think the Pacifica National Board needs to make a statement of that they should take high priority and possibly take some further action to ensure that progress is made on the audits and that we get adequate reports about how much they're costing, what's causing any delays. I think the audits are a crucial element, and they seem to be not moving forward.
Point of personal privilege.
Who is that?
It's Jose Luis.
Yes, but your personal privilege, Jose.
I'm on the call now.
Okay. Thank you.
So is this here.
Okay. Do we have a stack for Grace's amendment? Those who want to speak.
Chair. This is the secretary.
Yes, Janet.
May I, as far as Afia, I'd like to hear her say she's on the call.
Afia, are you on the call? Hello, Afia? Guess she's not on the call. Okay.
Tony?
Yes, Serene.
On the call, you still can't hear me?
Oh, Afia, yes.
Nancy, you cannot hear Afia?
We can hear
request for information.
Yes, but I heard that. I thought Serene had a question, and then we'll get to you, Nancy.
Wait a minute. This is Afia Wangaza. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, Serene, you had a question.
That I was going to ask Michael, whether or not he had been able to call Afia back, but it's now moot.
Okay, Nancy.
I'm just having trouble finding this appendix. There's several appendix Gs. I'm trying to see what page it's on. It looks like...
Chair, may I clarify? This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I don't know what appendix you're referring to. The motion has to do with old business item J.
J.
And there's no appendix associated with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Item.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Anyone who wants to speak in favor of this amendment by Grace? Anyone to speak against?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, first, by the way, is Jan on back on the call? Were you able to reach Jan, Michael?
She chimed in and said she was on.
Okay. Regarding Grace's motion, right now the audit, it's hard to imagine how anything could be more important than getting our audits going. They've been stuck. They're still stuck. We have a really, I don't exactly know how small the national office staff is right now, but they're barely able to keep anything going, it seems like, and we're not making any progress in the audit. And we're losing, you know, close to $1 million a year every time this gets put off. And we're in violation of federal law and state law in California, as I understand it, for not having annual and timely audits done. This 2014 audit was supposed to have been finished, a year and a half ago, almost a year and a half ago. We need to discuss how to get this going again. I think it's really important to get this moving. It will affect all of the stations. All the stations are losing funds from not having CPB funds, and we're also not able to qualify for grants. And we need to figure out how to get this going. We need action on it. So we need to stop putting this off and have a discussion and try to come up with some answers.
Anyone else for the stack?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I agree totally with the issue, but I think that should be part of the question that we can make to the executive director. I don't see how it's relevant and how have anything to do to put it in with the finance committee. I think that it's just a question. That's it. I'm against to move it in the agenda because it can be just a question to the executive director. Thank you.
Anyone else for the stack?
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
This is I'm in favor of putting it as an agenda item, and I can't put it in writing, but I would like to move it to perhaps right after the executive director's report. And the reason that I don't think I can't do it because I'm driving like Serene. But the point is that this is not just some like random occasional question, casual question. This is really an action item it's a must ask question, if you'd like to put it that way. It's an issue that we have to address. So I don't think it's appropriate just to say, let's just ask a question, unless we all vote that we're going to ask the question and have her explain this, and it's a point on the agenda. But it's a point on the agenda that we'll have, you know, probably some back and forth and some action items related to it.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
I have that. I'm looking at the agenda, and I have 7J and 7G are exactly the same. It's a repetition. It's we want to talk about twice. What that means? J and G are exactly the same, and Closer is the one that wrote it.
Who are you addressing that question to?
Whoever can answer, sir. It's in the agenda. But the one that put that there is Mr. Bill Closer, and the one that is asking to be moved is Grace Aaron. I see that the two are the same. Are we moving one and leaving the other there just in case?
No,
Bill,
Chair, this is Janet. It's me. It was me. I explain?
Yes.
I apparently put in some of these things twice. That's me, Janet, into the agenda. So, in fact, G and J are the same. H and K are the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are duplicates.
Michael,
okay, thank you.
And who's okay? As I understand it, Grace, you were making an I'm not Grace, but Jan, you were making an amendment to put it after the IED report. Was there a second to that?
That's Bill.
Janet.
I'll second it.
Janet, you have a question or what?
No, I was seconding it.
Okay. Who is that?
Michael.
You want to speak to this amendment?
Yeah, I just want to point out that on the agenda under old business, Roman numeral 6I is a motion that's been pending for me for some time about obtaining volunteer accounting of financial talent from SCORE, RSVP, or other agencies that assist nonprofits. And I think that would be the pertinent action to assist the existing financial staff in dealing with the problems.
Okay, Michael, we'll come back to you. You want to make an amendment to the agenda? Because right now we're discussing Jan's amendment to Grace's motion. So you want us to come back to you when we dispose of this, and you want to make another amendment to the agenda on that issue that you're talking about? Michael? Hello? I guess he dropped off. We'll get back to Michael. Any other discussion on Jan's amendment?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
The amendment is that was 7J or G, whatever you want to use, will be for 7 minutes and will be after the IED report, 3A. Right?
Is that correct? Is that correct, Jan?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion or any further discussion on this amendment? Is there any objection to this amendment? Okay. Without objection, any further discussion on the motion by Grace?
As amended.
No further discussion on the motion. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the motion as amended?
Chair, can you ask if there are any objections? It's basically the same as the amendment.
Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, since there's no objection, agenda is amended. Any other? Michael, were you on the stack for another amendment to the agenda? Michael?
This is Bill. You can come back to me when you're ready.
Well, okay, yeah, Bill, and then we'll get back to Michael.
Okay. All right, I did email the amendment, and it's kind of simple. In summary, move items 7E, 7G, and 7L to just after 5C. So we're talking about putting those after the Finance Committee report, and specific items are 7E, which is why the PNB never got the final KPFK arbitrator's report that was supposed to be done in July, and then 7G, we just took care of that, so I can remove that one, and then 7L, how will we be able to continue operations of the national office and PRA, plus continue paying other required expenses with the failure of stations to make central services payments. So my amendment would be to move those to after 5C, which is the Finance Committee.
Point of order.
And I can motivate that too if you want.
Is there a chair there?
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, I think that the amendment is one at the time, if I don't mistake, because if not, doesn't make any sense. If Bill wants to move two or three or four, he needs to ask every time and tell us the time that he wants to to put on that, right? I'm sorry, Bill, is something, I don't know what's going on, is the same happened to the others, but your mic is so high that it's covering everybody else, and I need to put the phone 10 feet from me because you are hurting my eardrums.
Okay. Bill, did you have a time, how much time on these items?
10 minutes for each of them. There's two of them now because one of them is moot. It was the preceding item that Grace and Jan were talking about. And I'll try not to talk so loud if this is better.
10 for each. Is there a second to that amendment to the agenda? Is there a second?
This is Grace. I second that.
Yes. Bill, you want to motivate? Hello?
Did you answer my point of order, Mr. Chair?
What was your point of order again? I thought you were asking a question about the time on it. What's your point of order?
I said should be one at a time, not all together.
I don't understand
you.
What are you saying is your point of order? Just tell me what the point of order is, because I'm confused.
That we are supposed to amend one item at a time, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Bill, we want to take our standard procedure is to do them one at a time. So we'll go through your recommendations one at a time. So you want to motivate your first one, Bill? Bill? Is Bill on the line? Oh, Bill? Michael, do you still have Bill on the line? Hello? Hello?
Did we lose Michael and Bill?
Is Michael still on the line or Bill still on the line?
The ghost again.
Okay, Michael, somebody try to send Michael an email, Janet, if you can send him and see what's going on.
The muting ghost. Strike again.
I would rather somebody else call him
because I have to be on this call. If I call him, I'll miss, right? Can somebody else call him?
Did somebody call Michael? Michael, are you on the call? Bill, are you on the call? Hello? Could someone call Michael if you
Mr.
have...
Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair?
Yes.
He sent an email. He said that he can hear.
Am I audible now?
He cannot hear him.
Yes.
Okay.
Michael, do you have
Bill? And what about Bill?
I'm showing Bill is connected. I don't know why you can't hear him. I'll drop him and call him back.
Yes.
Of order?
Jan couldn't hear point of order.
I thought I heard Venetia.
We only have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on this item.
On the agenda? We've been on this for 30 minutes?
Yes.
We have two more minutes.
Chair, point of information, Janet.
Janet, what's your question?
Okay, Bill, I'm back.
I don't understand why we factor in when there are technical problems into the timing. I mean, why don't we just, can we just extend this for 5 minutes just to take care of that informally?
I object. Maybe a minute, but, a minute more. Let's move. It's 9 o'clock. That's a
But, okay, we only got 2 minutes, and...
Bill, I'm back.
Bill, yes, you want to motivate your... We're going to do them separate, two at a time.
Yeah, I could hear all of you, but you couldn't hear me, and I was not muted. So, anyway, I don't know what happened, but thanks for calling back, Michael. Okay, so 7E, that's why the PNB never got the final KPFK arbitrator's report that was supposed to be done in July. We're planning budgets. We're trying to figure out expenses for next year. We need to know what the financial implication is and what's going to be done for the employees at KPFK. So we need to get that. That's been delayed for 3 months at least. So we need to get that report. Do you want to talk about the other one too, 7L?
Yes.
Okay, 7L is...
I'm on the point of order.
Point of order.
We just established that you can't move three amendments at the same time, so why are we getting arguments for three amendments at
the same
time?
Because we don't have enough time. If he can briefly motivate the two, then we can move forward.
Well, that's the problem, Mr. Chair.
Oh, so we're throwing out the point of order that was just...
Yes.
No, the
okay.
point of order, we're going to vote on them separately. But if he can finish
that's
motivating
not,
what the amendments are...
The point of order.
That's not how it has worked in the past.
Okay, we're trying to be efficient here. I mean, we don't have
You can come
time.
Back to me. It's okay. You can come back to me, but...
Okay.
Okay. One at a time.
Anybody else want to speak to the first?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So, again, these are both issues that are questions that should be asked to the IED during the IED report, not a separate item.
Okay, anybody else want to speak to this amendment? Okay, nobody else want to speak to it? We'll go to the, Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll on this amendment to the agenda?
Okay, this is
sorry, sorry, it was Nancy. I'm sorry, it was muted. I wanted to agree with Janet.
Okay.
To let the IED address this.
This is Grace. I'd like to speak for a moment in support of Bill's motion.
Oh, my
God. Okay. Yes. Could we refrain from real comments, whoever that was? But, yes, great.
Point of order.
We're at time, by the way. Did y'all hear me? We're at time.
Okay, unless somebody wants to extend this item for the agenda, we're going to have to go to a vote on these issues. There's no amendment to extend the agenda, the time period. Okay. We're going to go to a vote on the two amendments that's pending before us on the agenda. Do everyone understand the First Amendment? Mike, Madam Secretary?
Chair, may I? So the first one, my understanding, is to move item 7E to just after 5C for 10 minutes. Okay, I'll call the roll. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Wesley Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Brown, can't hear you. Kesnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Wangaza? Wangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda? Shabanda? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you?
No.
No. Fuentes, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. And Nwangaza didn't hear you?
Abstain.
Abstain. And Shabanda didn't hear you.
Coming back.
All right, well, okay, so counting. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
chair is not voting.
Okay, this fails.
Okay, the next amendment
is to move item 7L, I assume, well, all right, to be just after item 5C for 10 minutes. Okay, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune? Bethune, can't hear you. Brown? Sorry? Okay, Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Goodman?
Hello? Goodman? Yes.
Yes. How do you vote?
Yes, for Goodman.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the motion?
To move 7L to just after 5C.
No, no more motion. Thank you. No, thank you very much. No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Bethune didn't hear you?
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you?
No.
No. And Fuentes didn't hear you?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have 4 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This fails.
Okay, we're now going to go to the full agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, without objection, the agenda is adopted. Okay, we'll now go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the minute approval. Janet, you want to take these one at a time so we can go through them?
Well, that's up to the body, really, but the there are 4 sets of minutes. One of the sets is an amended version of the of a set of approved minutes. Maybe we should start with that. I don't know. May I? Okay, go ahead.
I move to approve the minutes of August 4th, August 25th, September 22nd, and October 13th.
Second. Margie seconds. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're moving to approve all of the proposed amendments, is that correct?
Yes.
I mean, excuse me, the minutes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Seconded, is there any discussion on this issue or any objection on this issue?
Oh, this is Bill. I guess I move to divide. I'm not I hope everybody's read all of them, but I suspect maybe that hasn't been the case. I'd like to consider them separately, please.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. I believe the member is out of order in assuming and sharing his assumptions of what other people have done. You know, we can have better meetings if people don't do that kind of stuff.
I mean, he's making a motion to just divide, as I understand what he's doing.
Point of order?
I'm sorry. I'm aware of what he's doing. I'm saying he doesn't have to say what other people may or may not have done in order to do it. That's my point of order.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. What I want to say is the secretary, maybe you can ask the member to mute, the one with the high mic. Thank you. I think that the secretary went to the, you know, send the minutes time in advance, you know, for us to read. And I don't...
Adriana, that's not a point of order.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
We got a motion to divide. Please state your point of order.
Mr. Chair, may I finish?
No, you cannot just debate.
How do you know?
Vote. You cannot take a point of order, Adriana, and use it as an item to discuss and debate.
It's exactly what you are allowing the rest to do.
No. We have a motion on the floor, and I hadn't heard a second yet, to divide these minutes. Now, we can either vote it up or down and move on. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. I assume there's objection to dividing. Madam Secretary, yes. Can you call the roll on the dividing of these vote on the minutes?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Castaneve.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
No.
No. Goodman. Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
Rob? No. Thornton?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Somebody needs to mute. There's some kind of hissing sound. Oh, thank you. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Goodman didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. All right, one moment. I have 3 yes, 10 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This fails.
Okay, we're now going to go to the motion was to vote on all the amendments in bulk. Is there any discussion on this motion? All the minutes. Is there any discussion on this motion? Okay, is there any objection?
This bill, I'm going to object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion to vote on all of these?
Yes. Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune?
Pass.
Brown. Brown? Can't hear you. Castaneve?
Yes, to approve the minutes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Sorry? Repeat. Venetia, please repeat.
Yes to approve.
Yes, thank you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jim Brown, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 9 yes, 1 no, 7 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, chair votes yes.
Yes. 10 yes, 1 no, 7 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, I believe the next item we have on the agenda is the Interim Executive Director's Report.
Chair?
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
May I?
Yes.
Okay, so on the agenda is the an NES report for 10 minutes and depending on availability.
I sent an email out to the, I didn't hear from the NES about being on the call tonight. I sent her an email earlier today. She did send an email, said something about she was ill this week, but I didn't get a response back whether or not she'd be on the call tonight. But,
point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes. What's your question?
We need to, somebody needs to know what's going on. We have an NES that in the last two meetings didn't appear. We don't have a report. We have an election, and we don't have any certification. We have a bunch of complaints. We don't have anything. I think that somebody needs to, when you received the communication from her, Mr. Chair?
I received an email from her today, but she said she was still this week, but she didn't respond whether or not she could make the call tonight.
But you asked her to be on the call before, right?
Yes, but I requested that,
okay.
I sent that request on her to be on the call today because I think it was just added the last day or two. So
yeah, maybe she doesn't know that she needs to report to us. Okay, thank you.
But I don't. Is Lydia on the call? If Lydia want to add some enlightenment to this, is Lydia on the call?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
I don't want
to share personal health information, but she has been quite ill. That is all that I know, and unable to finish some of the reporting. I do have, however, a breakdown that I can send from True Ballot that we just received yesterday. That would be their statement, and not exactly what I requested relative to having the breakdown per station of the printing and postage stuff. So we have to work it out ourselves, I guess. But anyway, and so we still have some questions, obviously. But that's all I know is that she has been ill.
Okay. I guess
Bill, Chair, may I make a comment also?
Okay,
Janet.
Just for order purposes, we're moving into the NES reports, and we have 10 minutes on this item, timekeeper. Okay, Janet.
Yeah, okay, so there are some outstanding things that need to be done still. The ballots need to be sent to the secretary, both the paper ballots and some form of electronic ballots that would need to be able to be maintained for 3 years, according to the bylaws. I haven't seen a final report from the NES. There are also the runners-up for each election are not listed on the election website, except for KPFA listener election. And, I mean, you can sort of go into the True Ballots file to kind of figure it out, but it's really difficult. So that needs
that often. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone.
So that,
please record
that
your message.
That needs to be done as well. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, the next person.
This is Grace.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes.
And Bill's one second.
This is Patel Adams. I had sent out an email earlier relevant to this discussion to the whole PNB list, and I'm wondering if anyone got that.
No.
What was it related to, Venetia? What was the email related to?
It was related to the elections.
I don't recall getting an email from you, but...
Okay, and I also, I sent it, because I didn't think it was going through, I sent it to the IED and also to Janet. So did y'all by any chance receive that?
Lydia, Janet, did you all get an email from her?
Oh, I see. You mean you sent it to the secretary email. Yes. I just saw it, and it's confidential, so...
Okay,
I don't understand.
Okay. Can you send it to the PNB?
Sorry, question?
Yeah.
If you could forward that to the PNB list, that would be great, because for some reason I tried like 5 times and it didn't work for me. So.
Okay. Next person I had on the stack was Bill, and was it Grace?
And this is Lydia.
Yes.
And
personal
privilege. And then Lydia, yes, Lydia.
Michael, can you call me at home? I just walked in, and I'm running out of charge on my cell.
Give me a minute. I'm trying to call. Yes, I'm trying to call Dan Goodman back. It'll take me another minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, Bill, and our timekeeper, remember, only 90 seconds per person. Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, first, let's just quickly, I'll just state, I know there's some people that are making some rather specious objections, not on this call, but to the elections and making accusations about influence of the or doing improper things, and I wish they'd stop making that up. But I had a question, I guess, for Lydia. When you talk to True Ballot, please ask them to deaggregate the write-ins. Lynn Serpy told us a few weeks ago she would do that, but we have to have that information for the runners-up for, you know, whenever new board members are replaced.
I've made the same request, and Lynn sent me an email saying she had made that request to True Ballot. But I will follow up with True Ballot directly again.
Okay. Next person I have was Grace.
That's the BNB calling you, Lydia.
Bill and Lydia just covered my point. But it is crucial because we have people terming out, and at least at KPFT, the first alternate is a write-in aggregate. So it's not known who that first alternate is, and the same is true at, I believe, one or two other stations. So it's important to get those write-ins where they should be on the alternate list. Very important.
Okay.
Adriana, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Adriana.
I'm sorry, but I just heard Bill that was saying that some people were making up. I can see the report in front of me from the local election supervisor at KPFT. I can see in front of me the complaints from some of the candidates. One of them is a PNB director at Venetia. We just received it from Janet, and I will ask the chair to ask Bill to refrain, to put himself in any position and talk about things that obviously he cannot. Thank you.
Okay. anyone else? We'll govern ourselves accordingly. Bill, you heard that. Anyone else for the stack on this issue? And timekeeper, where are we with this? We had 10 minutes on this item. Venetia?
We have a minute 45 seconds.
We're where? We're where?
We have 1 minute and about 40 seconds left.
Okay.
Serene for the stack.
Okay, yes, Serene.
So they have sent an updated certification letter with some of the breakouts that we requested, but as seems to be the case, stuff gets added to the election website and nobody gets notified. So this is dated the 28th. It's different from the one they sent out on the 22nd. I don't know how many people have had a chance to look at it yet, but folks may want to review that. And there's got to be better communication, you know, than what seems to be happening. And with all due respect, for Lynn's owner.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
I'm assuming the day is true ballot. Is that correct?
Serene, the day is true ballot?
Yep, they're the ones that sent out the certification letter on the 22nd.
Okay. I guess we're out of time, unless Lydia, you wanted to add some concluding comments about either the NES or the election issue?
Only that what I do recommend is that in the future the election committee and the PMB then subsequently approve to include for the balloting companies these variables. It's not just this year with the aggregating and de-aggregating of the alternates and the write-ins rather, but also the last year when Choice Plus Pro was not used, and that's something that needs to be asked up front. So this year we did, and that is how we ended up with True Ballot. It's open source, so any of these ballot companies can just download it. But, you know, they most have their own balloting configuration. Our bylaws clearly took Choice Plus Pro and then wrote the bylaws to fit that. So that's what we're tied to. So unless we change it, that's what we have. And by all accounts, that's what I think is good. But anyway, so along those same lines, as we come across these other issues, it should be included in the contract of the ballot company in the future to include these various components, because not all of this is in the bylaws. In terms of the write-in candidates, write-ins are always allowed by Robert's rules and so on and so forth. But this is the first time in my experience that we've run into the aggregation rather than the de-aggregation of the write-in candidates. And so, yes, I have formally asked for that. And even if there was a nominal charge after that, I said we would assume that. But
point of order, we're at time.
Okay, we're at time, but we'll let Lydia wrap up her statement and we'll move on to the agenda.
Sorry. No, that was all I wanted to say, was just, you know, next time
this is Grace. I have a point of information.
What's your question, Grace? Is it related to this topic or?
Yes, it is. I just would like to know what exactly aggregate means regarding the write-ins. Does that mean that they
just lump them together? And, you know, unless they were elected. So if the write-ins were not elected, then they weren't itemized. And so they weren't broken down, which was odd. But nevertheless, I just think that in the future, we have to be very specific so that whoever the ED is very conscious of including that in the contract itself. Those details, and not just assuming that, you know, it's somewhere in a motion. So that's what given what happened this year and last year, that we should put the use of Choice Plus Pro and to de-aggregate the write-ins, or simply to itemize the write-ins, everybody. As the last year's company did. We were able to see round by round and then get the final report. So we need the same kind of process. This year we got Choice Coast Pro, but we didn't get the other. So let's see if we can, in 2 years, get it all.